Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Delman Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brian Buescher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Nick Punto. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Baker. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Roberts. Batting second. The right fielder, Nick Markakis. Batting third. The third baseman, Melvin Mora. Batting fourth. The DH, Aubrey Huff. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Luke Scott. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Kevin Millar. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Brandon Fahey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Daniel Cabrera. And now, play ball. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Span hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Mora fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alexi Carcilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carcilla takes first base on ball 4. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Millar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Mauer moves to second. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kubel hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Markakis. Kubel reaches second base with a double. Mauer scores. Morneau moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Delman Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Markakis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Markakis hits a fly ball into right field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mora hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Huff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mora moves to second. Ramon Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mora scores. Huff moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buescher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto strikes out. One out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fahey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Kevin Millar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Millar hits a fly ball into right field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Payton hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brandon Fahey is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fahey hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Span is 0 for 1 in the game. Span hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carcilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Carcilla moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carcilla moves to third. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morneau hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Marquez. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Carcilla scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kubel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kubel takes first base on ball 4. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fahey misplays the ball. That's an error on Fahey. Morneau moves to third. Kubel moves to second. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buescher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Millar fields it and throws to second for the out. Morneau scores. Kubel moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Nick Punto batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. Punto hits a pop-up towards short. Fahey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts strikes out. 1 out. Nick Marquez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marquez is 0 for 1 in the game. Marquez takes first base on ball 4. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mora is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mora hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Huff hits a line drive into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Span is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Span hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Fahey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Millar is 0 for 1 in the game. Millar hits a line drive into right field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Brandon Fahey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fahey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fahey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mauer moves to second. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mauer moves to third. 1 out. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fahey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts strikes out. 1 out. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Markakis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Markakis strikes out. 2 outs. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mora hits a pop-up towards short. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buescher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buescher hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0 for 2 in the game. Punto takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Punto moves to second. Brian Burr's now pitching. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Span is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Span takes first base on ball 4. Punto moves to third. Gomez moves to second. Alexi Carcilla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carcilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 0 for 2 in the game. Millar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Morneau is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Payton. Morneau reaches second base with a double. Mauer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Twins. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kubel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kubel strikes out. One out. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young is walked intentionally. Brendan Harris pinch hits for Brian Buescher. Alfredo Simon now pitching. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Morneau moves to third. Young moves to second. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Punto strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morneau scores. Young scores. Harris moves to second. It's 7-1, Twins. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Span is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Span hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brendan Harris now playing third base. Buck Bonser now pitching. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Payton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Cintron pinch hits for Brandon Fahey. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cintron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roberts moves to second. Nick Markakis is batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Markakis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Markakis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gomez. Markakis reaches second base with a double. Roberts scores. It's 7-2, Twins. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mora strikes out. Maurer drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mora out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Alex Cintron now playing shortstop. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carcilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carcilla strikes out. One out. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Maurer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Millar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maurer for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Morneau is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Millar fields the ball and throws to Simon covering. Safe. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Millar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Aubrey Huff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Huff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Huff hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Omier Santos now catching. Bob McCrory now pitching. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Jason Pretty pinch runs for Delmon Young. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto is 0-for-3 in the game. with a walk. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cintron fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pretty moves to third. Harris moves to second. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scott. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. Harris scores. Punto moves to third. It's 9-2, Twins. Alberto Castillo now pitching. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Span is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Span hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-2, Twins. Michael Cuttier pinch hits for Alexi Carcilla. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Ruiz pinch hits for Joe Mauer. Randy Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ruiz strikes out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Tolbert now playing second base. Ryan Jorgensen now catching. Jason Pretty now playing left field. Jose Mejares now pitching. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 0 for 3 in the game. Millar strikes out. One out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a fly ball into right field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Cintron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cintron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cintron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.